Hi, Jody with you, and joining me, I have Mihi Mai. You've currently got an exhibit here at the Logan Gallery, and it is absolutely amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Okay, look, this all kind of started from an idea I had around, because I do a bit of clay work, and I've been making traditional Māori flutes, which are called karangamanu, and I love them, and they're kind of an instrument that was kind of forgotten for many years. But they're just being brought back out of the darkness into the light, and so that's part of my job, to bring lost taonga, what I call taonga, or gifts from our ancestors, back into the light because they've been forgotten. And also I have this thing about my elders, basically. And I had a little story in my head running, as you do when you're trying to be creative, and I just kept going back to my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother. And it was kind of, the idea is, how does cultural knowledge, how is that, I suppose, how do I gain cultural knowledge? In the old days, I used to get it from, I'd go to my mother, who went to her mother, so that knowledge is passed down, but that knowledge isn't passed down anymore. So how do I get cultural knowledge? I get knowledge through the people I meet in my life. And so these four figures here, they're actually, they're made in the kind of, I suppose, form of kites, like traditional Māori kites from way back when. And so they're called manu tukutuku. And so I've made these women basically kites, so to be able to fly. The flutes that you see suspended, they're kind of in formation. They're in a formation of Pleiades. You know Pleiades, seven sisters?
Yes.
Right. Well, so for us at this time, it's June, July. June is the beginning of the Māori. I'm Māori from New Zealand. Kia ora.
I can see that.
Yeah. So June is the beginning of our Māori New Year. Mm-hmm. So that's when Pleiades, or we call Pleiades Matariki. Matariki is at the beginning of our new year. So I've got nine stars here. And so I brought the flutes have become the stars, and I brought the flutes down, and the women, or the wahine that I call wahine, up. And so this is the place that we meet, in this place of, in the middle of the heavens and the earth. So we're kind of coming together. And it's our relationship, trying to show our relationship to the stars and the heavens, because I believe that we're one, So that's it, really.
I actually fully understand that, but it's nice to know that they've not just been placed where they sit well, because if you're too tall, you might knock your head on
that's
them.
Right. Don't worry, some people have been trying to play them, my friends.
Well, they're absolutely beautiful, as are the ladies around them, and I can't encourage people enough to come and see this exhibit, and it is part of one In Her Words, so I'm guessing.
Yes. Oh, look, I feel really privileged that In Her Words are being exhibited at the same time, and when I heard that I was given the space, I was really excited that I would be with all these other artists at the same time, women or wahine who are, just doing and giving their messages the way we do.
But you're sharing, I guess, culture as well as beliefs. It's very educational for people as well, so it's not coming in just appreciating great art. There's also a great deal of meaning behind it.
Yeah. There's also a sound and video that kind of gets portrayed on that back wall there. And what also these wahine also represent the kaikaranga, and they're the women that call an open ceremony. So it's I wanted to have a kind of these women who did the call when we're opening up ceremony. When I was a young child, I grew up with my grannies, and they all had their moko, and they're all dressed in black and smoked pipes. But I used to be fascinated with them, and I'd look at them, and because I was so small, and that's why these women are so tall, because this is how my perception of
you felt tiny, and they were such powerful, strong ladies, I suppose.
Yeah, so for me, it's also about my little girl running around here, so that she also, and our children here who have been brought up in Australia, so they can hear that call and maybe be familiar with our cultural arts, I suppose.
Yeah, because one thing, I guess, with a lot of cultures, it gradually dies off now unless people are stepping up and continuing to teach it. So I think you're doing that in a beautiful method, and I couldn't encourage people enough to come down and take a look. You're very talented.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome.
I've got really good skills doing this job.
Wonderful. Will you do it again?
Only with friends. And I have to acknowledge all my friends who came and helped to do the fence and collect the wood and help me pull things and put things together and really, you know, challenge me on my ideas too. I would not have been able to do it without them.
A little bit of a collective. Were they all women?
Totally. All women. Oh no, we had some men in there too, because we needed a bit of muscle here and there. So we did get some men. And also my partner, because, you know, and like I said, these were all sitting in my lounge room, and so it was like, oh, my house is free now, which is great.
Well, where are they going to go after? Hopefully they'll be bought and go into some beautiful new places.
Oh, I've got a couple of ideas, but my garden looks really good.
Don't! It's been an absolute pleasure having a chat with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good day.